this West Coast port backup that's been going on for some time and looks like it'll go on for quite a while longer, not only impacts what comes into the country, but what we ship out as well. We're going to talk about that now with Jaime Castaneda, Executive Vice President, U.S. Dairy Export Council. Jaime, good to talk with you again. What are your concerns short-term and long-term as coming out of this backup on the ports?
Well, first of all, morning, Ike, and thanks for the opportunity. Short-term, it's the missed opportunity that we have to actually export even more that obviously reflects on dairy farmer prices and the opportunity for manufacturers to actually produce more and use more milk. That's the short term. Because even though we're breaking records on the export side, let me tell you, it is not without a significant cost to everybody, because the margins are small and we have to actually take those margins. So there is a certain amount of time that you can export without making any money, but it's not going to be permanent. On the long term, it's that you lose customers. And that's the worst thing that you can happen to you. I mean, that you cannot be reliable to those customers. And this is actually hard-fought customers that, companies have developed over the years and working with farmers. So it is extremely important that this whole entire supply chain and the whole issue of ports get in some form resolved, if not improved.
Yeah, a big part of trade, I always think of two R's, relationship and reliability. And if you don't have those, you run the risk of losing business, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You said it so well. If you build those customers, you take it away from the competition, you begin, and we have heard it. We have heard is that, first of all, those customers are passing additional costs. If you promise a product to be in Indonesia on a specific time, and then you don't deliver for another month, and that customer has to buy on the spot at a much higher price, they're going to say, if you want to continue to do business with me, you're going to have to pay for that extra cost. And we cannot do business like that.
We're talking with Jaime Castaneda, U.S. Dairy Export Council Executive Vice President. So, do you see any signs that we're about to break through this? I mean, it sounds like it could go on quite a while yet.
Well, the U.S. Dairy Export Council have been engaged on this issue since early this year, when we heard from our members that it was an increasing number of problems. So, early in January, February, we immediately began and formed a working group of our members and experts, because obviously you can imagine none of us do ports and supply chain every day. But there are folks in our industry that's what they do every single day operational. So we engaged this. We formed a working group early this year. And through that working group and through our grassroots efforts, we have seen changes. I understand that a lot has been focused on the import side. But trust me, we have a legislation. We have talked to the White House. We have talked to the Department of Transportation. And we have talked to the Department of Agriculture. And a lot of the things that you have seen is because of our actions. So we have seen movement, but that, to me, that movement it's still very small compared to what we need to do.
So we've heard from, I believe, the governor of Florida saying, use our ports, we're open. Is that a viable option? I mean, that's quite a change in routing and distance there. But is that a viable option?
Well, it may be a viable option for some, but just think about it. we have large production of milk powders out of the West Coast, whether it's California or Washington State, Idaho, and Nevada. So, you know, we're not going to have containers full of milk powders going from California all the way to Florida to be exported to go through the canal, Panama Canal, to actually get to Asia. So it is not a viable option for everybody. We need to actually resolve the issues of the West Coast.
And all this while... Very frustrating, Jaime. I mean, the demand, we often think about let's build demand. That's always something you're working on. But here's the case, you got the demand, you just can't get the product to them.
Absolutely. You know, you remember you and I go way back, and when I was brought almost 23 years ago into the industry to actually change this, to make, you know, exports as part of our industry and not be so concerned about imports. When I joined, you know, almost 23 years ago, you remember dairy farmers were apprehensive mm-hmm. about trade. And it was actually a lot of focus about imports. And at the end, what happened is that we were told by administrations, after administrations, we were told by the Congress, by everybody, focus on exports, build trade, and look at how much we have accomplished, but now we cannot export, then it's a problem.
Yep, that is frustrating. Jaime, thank you so much. Good to talk with you again. Take care.